In the DOC parking lot surrounded by hundreds of department employees, Scott opened the floor for questions and some were direct.
I've seen where our staff have been significantly cut and we are required to do more with less. State employees, we haven't received a raise in 5 or 6 years. You're asking us to contribute to our pension plan and contribute more to insurance. My question is simple. What have you required the wealthiest Floridians to contribute to the state deficit?
The question drew some applause, and Scott answered by looking to the private sector.
If you just look at the expectations in the private sector, you are expected to be more productive every year. Now, there's ways to be more productive. You can be productive because you learn more. You can be more productive because you've got better technology. But that's just an inherent expectation.
Scott went on to point out that in the private sector, overhead has to come down as revenues decline. He says that has not happened in state government. He also reiterated his focus on making the state attractive for businesses.
Everything that we do to make it harder on business people, that just means there's going to be fewer jobs in Florida, fewer jobs for our kids, and less money to do the things that we want to do. I believe if we create the environment that people want to move their companies here, expand their companies here, and start their companies here, then we will grow and we'll have the money to be able to afford the government we want.
With just over a week in Florida, Scott's newly appointed chief, Edwin Buss, who hails from Indiana's Corrections Agency, says he's accustomed to doing more with less, and he's already started with staff cutbacks.
We'll streamline from the top first. You may realize we've already done that at the top. The people who directly report to me, they've been cut by a third. We're not going to fill those positions. So it'd be hypocritical if I didn't start it with my direct reports and my staff.
While in Indiana, Buss cut 1,000 jobs to the prison system, which is smaller than Florida's. Buss says he's not sure of the exact number of future reductions until he gets a chance to settle into his job. Scott has called for streamlining the agency and cutting close to 1,700 positions. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Tramell Gomes in Tallahassee.